Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of our day. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Mary Cantando back on the show. Mary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust now, coming up on 15 years pretty soon. We'll be celebrating her anniversary. She is an expert on growth, growing a business by women, especially. She's the author of The Woman's Advantage. She's the author of Leading with Care. She is a great resource for all of us, male or female, and that's the reason why we have her back, and she's a pretty cool lady. Mary, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. How are you in 2018?
Can you believe it? Where did the time go, Mary? My mother said to me one time when she was 85, she said, Jim, I don't know where the last 20 years have gone. I'm starting to see the picture. What do you think?
Yeah. It is really true. It is, yeah, like how did we get to 2018, right?
Exactly. It's amazing. And anyway, I'm glad you're here, and you always have great perspectives for us any time of the year, but especially the first of the year. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking that the beginning of the year is a point that a lot of small business owners start to think about or build into their plan launching new services or new products. And I thought I would chat with you a little bit about the kind of things you should analyze in, mm-hmm. before you decide that. So a lot of people just they get excited about it and they jump into it, and rather than analyzing whether it makes sense from a business perspective to do it or not.
Well, I'm gonna throw in a couple of angles on that just before you go through your very excellent perspective on this. And number one is some people are saying, yeah, I want to hear about that because I've got something on my mind. And then there's another group that's thinking, well, I don't have anything I want to change. And I'm saying to those people, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. If you're not making some adjustments, if you're not watching what's going on, if you're not catching up with customer expectations, what you're going to tell them to do, Mary, whether they've got a dramatic plan or not, they've got to be doing it this year.
Yeah, you can't just do everything the way you did it 3 years ago, 5 years ago, you know. You've got to actually be thinking about what your customer's going to need 5 years out and be working in that direction. So what is your customer going to need in 2023, mm-hmm. and how can you be working towards that now?
So what do we do? Where do we start?
Well, one of the first things I think you need to think about is this offering going to enhance the reputation of your business? So is it going to, like, complement your current offerings? Is it a natural fit, or is it going to confuse people? You know, so if you've got a car wash, you know, are you going to start selling hot dogs there? No, not a great idea. Mm-hmm. But if you have a car wash, can you sell complementary things like other products for your car there?
Right.
So depending on what your business is, is this going to enhance the reputation of that business?
Is it going to be something that makes sense? Because the cardinal rule, and I've been saying this for decades, Mary, the cardinal sin, I should say, of a business is to confuse customers.
Exactly.
If you confuse customers, you have committed the cardinal and maybe the unpardonable sin.
Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing, looking at it from the perspective of people who think they don't need to expand their offerings, ask yourself the question, what have people been asking you about? Have people mm-hmm. been asking, do you do such and such? Do you know another company that does such and such to complement your services or your products, right? So think about that.
Ask your frontline people that, too. What are people saying to you? What if you got people who are out on the front, say, you know, ask them, are people asking you for stuff that we don't have?
Mm-hmm. Right. What's the one thing in the last month that customers have asked us for the most that we don't have, right? So that's key, is to be sure that it ties in with what you're doing and is going to enhance your business reputation mm-hmm. there. So So another thing to think about is how easy or how difficult would it be to add this offering, this product or service, to your existing line, right? So do you already have the staff and the equipment to deliver it, or you're going to have to invest significant time and money to do that, right? And then, and mm-hmm. if that's the case, know how much it is exactly, right? Don't just like say, yeah, we're going to have to do this. Oh, wait, we forgot we need to do this. Oh, wait, we forgot we need to do this. And it ends up costing three times what you thought it was going to cost.
Boy,
right?
And you know what? Expenses, all mistakes are expensive for small business owners. You got to make sure you get something out of it. Even if you fail, it's got to be something you can learn something from.
Right.
It can't be a shoot yourself in the foot mistake. Those are too expensive.
Exactly. And if once you figure out exactly how much it's going to cost, know where that money's going to come from. You know,
right.
Do you have a line of credit you can take that from? Do you have to get a separate loan? Can you take it out of your revenues, ongoing revenues? Know where the money's going to come from and earmark that money for that.
Right.
For that expenditure, right?
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
So then the third thing, and this goes back to your comment about asking your frontline people, is how easy is it going to be to sell? Is this something that your current sales staff is capable of selling? Is this something that your current customer base is, mm-hmm. is like ready to purchase? Have people been asking for
And will your system support this? Will your supply chain support it and that, all that kind of stuff? Is your organization ready? Is that what you're saying?
Right. So how easy is it going to be to sell, or is this going to be some huge, huge problem? It's going to be coming through your system, so it's mm-hmm. going to add 5% to your revenue, but add 80% to your problems and to the challenges that you see.
And if you aren't able to deliver to the degree that your customers are going to expect from this change, now we come back to what you said in the beginning: is this help or hurt?
Exactly. Is launching this going to enhance the reputation of your business, right? And that goes back to how easy is it going to be to sell? Is it something your customers would expect to buy through you, you know? And how difficult is it going to be for them to, like, understand that you're offering this as
mm-hmm.
well? Or is
mm-hmm.
it something that's just, you know, it's just like, oh, well, that seems logical. Oh, well, it's surprising they didn't offer that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the kind of things.
But be careful. All this has to be done with focus and planning and due diligence, because if you go wandering around out there, it's going to be expensive and you're going to confuse customers, aren't you?
Exactly.
I need your website, Mary.
Womanbusinessowner.com.
Womanbusinessowner.com. So check it out, folks. Mary Contando and I will be right back 20 after on the wrong side of the clock. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll get it right after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.